USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An unnamed NASA space capsule has returned to Earth. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The parachute landing capping Boeing's botched test of an astronaut capsule designed to give NASA the capability to put humans back in space.
An historic landing concludes the first flight test of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft, the first time an American-made, human-rated capsule has landed on land.
That's from NASA TV. Boeing officials are still looking into the software issue that caused the unmanned craft to miss the orbit required to have docked with the International Space Station. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump signed a bill raising the legal smoking age across the country next year after the Senate passed a bill that included a prohibition on selling cigarettes, vaping products, and other tobacco products to people under the age of 21. The new age limit will take effect next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
An estimate of annual homelessness in the U.S. released by the Department of Housing and Urban Development said that the number of people living on the streets increased by 2.7% this year because of crisis-level housing issues in California alone. The nation's most populous state experienced a 16.4% increase in homelessness in 2019, even though voters approved a $4 billion affordable housing bond more than a year ago. And Los Angeles passed its own $1.2 billion housing bond in 2016. A woman from Des Moines, Iowa, has been charged with attempted murder after telling authorities she drove over a teenager because the girl was Hispanic. Nicole Marie Poole Franklin told detectives she was driving when she drove onto the sidewalk and intentionally hit the 14-year-old girl. Along with attempted murder, Poole Franklin is being charged with assault, theft, consumption, intoxication, and possession of illegal substances. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
For the first time in over 200 years, there will be no Christmas Mass at the iconic Notre Dame. USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, a beacon of hope amid the bloodshed. Yet, an accidental fire in peacetime finally stopped the Paris Cathedral from celebrating Midnight Mass this year. For the first time in over two centuries, as the lights stay dim in the once invincible 855-year-old landmark, officials are trying hard to focus on the immediate task of keeping burned-out Notre Dame spirits alive in exile through service, song, and prayer. Some of the Christmas celebrations will be at another Gothic church in Paris, just under a mile away.
Eddie Murphy returned to the stage that made him a household name over 30 years ago, and he held nothing back.
But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail. Even I would have took that bet.
Murphy also brought back a number of his famous characters to the show.
They know who the hell it is!
After sharing updates about some of his recent projects, including Netflix film Dolomite Is My Name and the upcoming sequel of Coming to America, Murphy was joined on stage by some of his longtime friends and fellow comedians, Tracy Morgan, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.